Welcome to City Talks, a monthly podcast looking at the big issues facing UK cities and the latest thinking on urban policy. I'm your host, Andrew Carter, from the think tank Centre for Cities. I hope you enjoy the episode. Welcome to this episode of City Minutes. I'm Andrew Carter, and today I'm joined by my colleague, Tom Sells, who's a researcher at the Centre for Cities, to introduce our latest briefing, exploring the trade and relationships that British cities have with the European Union and the rest of the world. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you.
So first off, just give us a sense as to what's the total value of EU trade to British cities as a whole? You know, how important is it as a destination for goods and services? And then just take us through a little bit of the detail as to which cities are trading the most and which ones trading the least.
Yeah, sure thing. So it's safe to say that Britain is extremely dependent on the EU as a buyer of our exports. So in 2019, as a nation, we exported almost £300 billion worth of goods and services to the bloc, with almost two-thirds of this coming from our cities. And some cities and large towns are much more reliant on the EU than other places. So Telford, York, and Wakefield are particularly reliant on countries in the EU to purchase their goods and services, with exports in these places making up almost two-thirds of the total exports heading anywhere from these cities. However, with that being said, even in places that are the least reliant on the EU for trade, so places like Derby, Coventry and Gloucester, outward trade for the EU still makes up around a third of total exports. And I think this is kind of really worth emphasising. So although the EU plays a smaller role in some places, such as these, it is still the largest and most important trading partner for every city and large town in Britain. And there is a geography to the degree of reliance on the EU as a buyer of our exports. So looking at the 10 cities that exported the highest share to the EU, all but one of them is located outside of the greater southeast of England, and most of them are actually in the north. And the opposite is true at the other end of the spectrum. So of the 10 cities that are the least reliant on trade with the EU, half are located in the greater southeast of England. And what this means is if we fail to reach a good deal with the EU, or we don't reach a deal at all, this will make the levelling up challenge even more difficult. However, with that being said, so I've focused a little bit on the north, London is still the largest exporter of goods by a country mile, both to the EU and elsewhere in the world. So goods and services exported from the capital make up around 31% of all exports to the EU from Britain, which is almost as much as all the other cities combined. And of these exports, a majority, so nearly three quarters, are of services, with financial and insurance services clearly making up a large share of exports from the city, as you'd expect. And if we reach the end of negotiations without reaching a trade deal that covers both services as well as goods, this will have a massive knock-on effect for both the large, high-skilled services exports in the capital, as well as for the country as a whole.
Okay, so you touched on that a little bit, so in relation to London, just expand on that a bit more and say a little bit about what kind of trading that our cities are doing, in a sense, which cities are trading more on the goods side, which trading on the services side, and again, what's the sort of geography of all of that?
Yeah, so cities benefit from an arrangement with the EU that means that trade can flow freely for both goods and services. And some places are more reliant on one, and some places are more reliant on the EU as a buyer of services as the other. So if we look at the sale of goods, firstly, in three out of five cities in Britain, the EU is the largest importer of goods compared to all other cities combined, all the countries combined, sorry. So Wakefield, Telford and Sunderland send particularly high shares of their goods exports to the bloc, with more than 56% of total exports in each city heading to the EU. And in both Sunderland and Telford, this is predominantly from the exports of cars that are manufactured in the two cities. And this is the case of a lot of northern cities as well that kind of rely on the EU for goods. And cities in Britain are also quite heavily reliant on the EU as a buyer of services, with 40% of exported services from cities headed to the continent. And this includes some of the most productive places in the country, such as Edinburgh. So almost a third of total exports are services destined for the EU. And this is the exports of services in sectors which are really crucial for the economies in these places. So it's high-skilled sectors such as financial and insurance activities, as well as IT, which if we kind of lose these businesses and they lose this market, then these places are clearly going to feel the effects kind of ripple through their economies.
Excellent. Okay. So as well as looking at British cities and their relationship with the European Union, you've also looked at the trade and relationships with elsewhere in the world. Just try to paint a picture of that. I mean, where are other big blocks that we are trading with and exporting to, and how do they compare to them, to the size and scale of the relationship we've got with the European Union?
Mm-hmm. Well, alongside the EU, which I've banged on about, we do trade with other places, but the scale of this is much smaller. So the US is the second largest trading partner for exports for nearly all cities in Britain. And I suppose this underlines why Joe Biden's wariness to prioritise an Anglo-American trade deal if he wins the election in the next couple of days and a border is reintroduced on the island of Ireland, so important. So with that being said, trade of the US is still comparatively small compared to trade of the EU. So with the exports of goods and services going across the pond from our cities still making up less than half of the exports that head to the EU. And for the majority, or for most cities, trade of the US actually only counts for less than a fifth of sales. So it is, though it is important to kind of look at these trade deals, you know, you've got to consider the scale here. And the same is true of China. So any trade deal struck with the country would have a pretty limited effect compared to a trade deal with the EU. So only one in four cities sent more than 10% of their exports to China. Another alternative that has been proposed will be the creation of a trade deal with the Commonwealth. And there are really two major issues with this solution. The first is that the Commonwealth isn't a trading bloc, which means that the UK would have to agree 53 individual trade deals with the Commonwealth members, which I think would be quite difficult. And even if this was an issue, the second problem is the share of exports headed to Commonwealth countries is still very, very small, with only one city, which is Derby, exporting more than 10% to those 53 countries. And even then, that's 15% all around there.
And so you've touched on it a couple of times. Obviously, negotiations with the European Union are reaching a conclusion. We're in the sort of final stages. We don't know what that outcome is going to be. But given the work that you've done and obviously the very significant reliance that all of our British cities and large towns have with the European Union, what would be an ideal outcome, I suppose, from the negotiations that benefits those cities and towns?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, as you've touched on, as I've discussed, cities in Britain are extremely dependent on the EU. And this is as a buyer of both goods and services. So that would be the emphasis there, really. And this is particularly true for places in the north of England. And what this means is that a failure to secure a trade deal with the EU that covers both of these types of exports would, as a result, hit the economies of all cities in Britain, but also be a particular blow for places outside of the Greater Southeast that the government has already pledged to level up. So they're the kind of things that need to be considered going into a trade deal, is goods and services, and it'll have a massive knock on the place effect across the country.
Excellent. Thank you very much indeed, Tom. As always, you can read the full briefing on our website, centreforcities.org. Tom, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of City Talks, brought to you by Centre for Cities. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher by searching Centre for Cities. Please rate, review and subscribe if you liked what you heard. You can also follow the Centre on Twitter at Centre for Cities, or like us on Facebook and LinkedIn for the latest updates on what the Centre is up to. If you have any comments on the episode or suggestions for topics we should cover in the future, we'd love to hear from you. Do tweet us or send an email to info@centreforcities.org. The music was from Palace Fires by Johnny Foreigner, used with permission, and all rights are reserved.